podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Reading a story here about forging signatures. Now, when I think of that, obviously you think of crime and something, but my first thought is always going back to, as a kid, trying to forge my mom's signature. And I'm going to tell you why. Well, first of all, I was afraid of crossing my parents anyway. I was a really good kid. But when I did think about it and I tried it, it was really difficult because my mom's signature was almost like calligraphy. She had one of those absolutely gorgeous handwriting that was so fancy that I'm sure me, as an 11-year-old, trying to forge that signature.
Barely no script.
It was flat out pitiful. So I did mess around with the idea of forging it on certain school documents.
Right. Field trip.
You got to trace it.
I couldn't. Well, maybe that's it. Yeah. I just couldn't pull it off.
Yeah. So I not only forged my mom's signature, I also took it up a level because, Jeremy, did you have it at your high school where if you ditch class, there was like an attendance line where your parents would call in and they would, you know, excuse you. Like, oh, you know, Emily's got a dentist appointment.
Yeah,
so she's
not going
to be
verbally say
fourth
you're
and
out
fifth
there.
Period. And it was an answering machine, right?
Yeah.
So my voice was deep in high school. So not only would I call up and pretend to be my mom, because I sounded like a legit adult, my friends would be like, hey, Emily, I ditched fourth. Will you call in for me? Absolutely.
So you were like everyone's mom. You were like everyone's Cameron from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
You had a deep voice in high school.
Pretty cool. I did. Yeah, deeper than yours.
Well, the studies.
You're probably right. Hi, this is Jeremy's mom.
More true than funny. So the study says that 81% of people admit that they fake someone else's signature at least 3 times a year. And about half of them say it's on important documents. I have to believe that a lot of that is husband-wife stuff. That, you know, you need something done, maybe a 401k thing at work. It says, oh, you need your spouse's signature. You're like, oh, screw
just
that.
Sign it for
you
me.
Just yeah. sign yeah. it.
Yep.
Is that
been
why
there,
your
done
signature
that.
Is just kind of like a D with a
the
it's
power
like a
D.
Scribble?
Yeah. Like, do you do
the
that?
Power D,
the power
is that
D.
What you call it?
Yeah. My signature is the power D.
That's the only thing.
I don't know. You know, I think my signature, they talk about how people's signatures change so much through the years. But mine, I think, I finally was inspired by my dad, who had the completely illegible scrawl. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could not for the life you figured out what any of the letters were. And so now you can see the D in my name, and that's about all you can recognize.
I'd like to change mine. Is it too? I mean, can you just change your signature? Because I know like banks and things have it on file.
You right? can.
But I'd like to change it.
You can, but be prepared for trouble with that. Like if you do try to sign.
I don't know. I go to the when you go to the grocery store and you got a sign, you know,
well,
on that
thing. But like legal documents, like say I go buy a car, can I use a new signature?
Hey,
can I have a power
pull
J?
Pull out your notebook and start practicing.
Do you have
right?
a safe?
I do.
Do you have a safe deposit box?
No.
Okay, if you get a safe deposit box, you have to sign in.
A maybe. Signature card, yeah.
Right, it's a signature card.
So you got to match.
And I have once before signed, and I probably just was kind of lazy doing it. And the lady at the bank looked at it, she goes, "Now I need to see some ID because it wasn't." Dead even
okay.
with that.
See, that's what I think I'm going to run into is cases like that. Because I just want a J now. I want the power J, the line. No.
I also once was cashing a check at a bank and it was a new teller. You could tell she hadn't been doing it very long. Mm-hmm. So I endorsed the check on the back and I slid it across to her. And this is a true story. She took the check. She looked at it. She slid it back across the counter to me. She goes, I'm going to need you to re-sign that so I can read
oh,
it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really
the new, there's so many rules they have to. I know. I
slid
I get it
back it. Again. And I said, I am not going to be signing a signature. That's not my signature. And she, I mean, we went back and forth like 4 times.
What happened? You end up punching her or something?
No, one of the...
took her out on a date with the power D.
No, I'm sick of you both.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.